Accession number 17570, Reel 2.
Mr. Klishevich, Reel 2.
Then he said, go, and tomorrow do what you like. So I went. And when I left, I thought, well, first I said I was stupid, because I knew that I would be arrested straight away. But now I know what to do. I said I want to help my family. I really want. So I'm going tomorrow. So next day, it's difficult to tell me today how many, but there was a very long train, about 40, 50 wagons, not coaches, but
cattle wagons.
40 boys in each wagon. And we went to Russia. But before that, I didn't say anything about the when you go to the army, first you are asked to come, you see, you have a medical inspection and so on and so on. It was in 1940, in September, we were called, all 1919, born in 1919, 2 days. First day, that was a lot of propaganda, films, and so on and so on. Second day, medical checks. You see, when we finish medical checks, everyone was, there were five colonels were sitting, and you joined them, and the president was saying, well, you pass your medical checks very well. You can now go join the Red Army. What would you like? Where you would like to go in the army? You see, so people say, well, I want to do the Air Force, others to artillery, others to the Navy, and so on. Yes, your wishes will be fulfilled. Okay, everyone was happy. Of course, when I came, I said, I am a student of the fourth year of university. They said, have you proof? Yes, I have a proof. Okay, you are discharged till you finish your studies. Okay. So, but when we were going, you see, to Russia, we were all together. No one was asking what kind of, now you say you want to be in the, where you are going to the Air Force or Navy or somewhere. All together we are going, you see. On 12th of May, in the morning, I woke up, looked to the window. I noticed that we are last. Our wagon is last. Other disappeared during the night. And after a while, two last wagons were left on that station. We were told to go out. And then we went to the, that was small town, Tikhoretsk, and then to the army barracks. That was artillery regiment. So all, you see, those who were going to the Navy, to the Air Force, to the other, you see, all went to that, you see, unit and became artillery soldiers. Some of us, there was room for in the barracks, others were in tents. I was in tent. There was 10 of us in tent, 8 Russians and 2 Poles. It was just before dinner time. During the dinner time, they asked us to come to the mess. We came to the mess. Everything was very nice, prepared, tables, plates and everything, you see, was ready. Then dinner started. We were given everything what we wanted, we ate and so on. And at the end of the dinner, they said, well, we knew that you have a lot of food you brought with you. So it will be better if you leave that here, because you see, you have a lot of food, fresh food. You don't need those things you brought a few days old. But no one gave, you see, that what he brought. Then after dinner, when we changed our uniforms, we got uniforms, regimental quartermaster came to me and said, listen, I noticed that you have very nice autumn coat. I said, well, this is rubbish. Because when I was going to the army, I took the well things that I had. I never used that. Coat. I thought that he was joking. I said, you're joking. No, I really want it very beautiful. I said, oh, if it is beautiful, you can take it. Then came evening.
Did he take it?
Yes, he took it.
What is the name of this place you're at?
Tihoretsk. That was the name of that place was. It was on in the south Ukraine. Now then came dinner meal. So we went straight away. We are going to that mess. When I came there, I said, "Oh, this is not your place. This is." Non-commissioner officer's place.
NCOs.
Yes. And so you are going to the queue and with your, how do you call those things, food?
Canteen.
Canteen. Yes. I said, well, but you gave her only one for two. Oh, that's all right. Two of you are using one. Okay. So it was a different story now. They put you some soup, you see, in one, because you have two pieces, yes? Some potatoes and a piece of fish. And then that was all. And tea. Next day, I started... learning to be soldiers. We are out outside the camp because about 50% of us, those boys, were from Poland. So we started to sing Polish army songs. I wrote, I think, the war songs. It was songs from the time of the war, First World War, you see. And we all, of course, were marching very nicely. Then we stopped, and the instructor said to us, the sergeant said, listen, we will learn today about the rifle. So he explained everything about the rifle, and then asked, can anyone of you... describe that rifle. I said, yes, I can. Oh. You see, in the grammar school, during the 6th and 7th year in the grammar school, we had cadets Force, yes. And we learn everything about rifles and so on. So I repeat everything he said. Oh, you remember that O? I said, yes, because I have a very good memory. All right. Next day was gun. There was not a lot about the gun, you see. So he said, who can repeat? I said, I repeated that. You know very well the rifle. You know the gun. You march like a soldier. Were you in the army before? I said, no. Funny. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Okay. I think the same day, it was very warm, you see, in that time. It's May, but south of Russia, May is very warm. So when we came back to the camp during dinner time, I was forced to change my shirt, to wash myself. And when I was doing that, I just returned from washing. I didn't notice that there is someone else in tent, another soldier. And then he said, hey, what are you wearing? He said, medallion. What kind of medallion? I said, it is, I touched. Yes, I said, well, it is, you know, I'm a religious man, and this is,
Christian medallion.
Mary, Saint Mary. Take it straight away and throw it away. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, you can give it to me. And those other Russians who are, as I said before, eight Russians, said, hey, you leave him alone and you go out or you will be very sorry in the moment. So he left. A few minutes later, I was asked to go to see our commanding officer. I came to him, said, listen, I was told that you are wearing medallion. You know that you shouldn't wear that. I said, why? Well, it is not... you can't do that when you are in the army, It is shame, you see, and so on, so on. You take it and throw it away. I said, do you know Russian constitution? He said, yes. Okay. Tell me paragraph, so-and-so paragraph. He said, what paragraph it is? This paragraph about the religion. Oh, I don't remember. So I said, I tell you. Because I was forced to learn as a student of history. So I knew Constitution by heart. And I said, so. Now, where it says that there is no freedom of religion, that I can't wear medallion, and that it is shame to wear a medallion. And is Russia so rich that they're throwing silver in the dustbin? He went red.
Blushed.
And said, blush. And said, oh, I'm sorry. You are right. But you must understand me. This boy who came to me, he is member of the Komsomol. And if I do anything about it, he will go to the commanding officer. And then we both will be in trouble. Try to, you can keep that medallion, but try, let others don't see that. Of course, yeah, I know that those boys who are with you in the tent, they are all right. But look, others, there are a few of them. And again, I am very sorry. So, okay. After a week, we left Tikorex and went to the Kubань. It is not far from Turkish border. Those normal soldiers are camping and have some exercises, you see. So we are learning. I was in the small group who was leading the fire, you see, guns, where to shoot the house and so on. Every day, three times a day, we had 2 kilometers of to run. In the morning, in the evening, and when we were returning during the dinner time from exercises. 2 kilometers, and you had all equipment on you. And it was 50 degrees heat. It was terrible. The food was not very well, very good. We had tea, piece of bread, piece of fish in the morning, piece of sugar, not very much. There was soup, normally from cabbage soup with the fish, some potatoes, dinner time, and the same in the evening. So we were losing good weight all the time, you see.
Were one you now with an artillery unit?
Artillery unit, yes.
An actual unit. You'd finished the basic training.
Yeah. Nothing basic, you see. I said, they took us out and said that they were explaining us what to do, how to work, how these instruments are working, you see. And that was all. They had told us, and then you were doing that yourself. We were not long time, because I say it was in May, still in May, second half of May, about 22nd or 23rd of May, when we left the Tikhorets and came to that camp. Then one day, we went for 3 days exercise. It was about, we walked about 20 kilometers from our camp. Then we prepared, when we came down, we prepared our positions, we occupied, put our instruments, you see, and so on. And then that was all what we were doing, because no, the guns were not, no, there were no ammunition or anything, you see. Everything was theory. And second night, I was on the duty, you say, of this, during the night. And then someone's coming. So Sergeant Major came. And straight away after me came Major, who was in charge of big unit. I don't remember now the names, especially English names, because I never used that after that. You see, but he was important man. And when he came, he said, "Is everything all right here?" He said, "Yes, everything is all right." Have you provisions for breakfast for soldiers? Yes, sir. There is no you. There was sir. There was bigger sir as in England, in English army or other army. There was not. Theoretically, all are equal. Practically.
You have a hierarchy.
I, as soldier, had 10 rubles per 10 days. Second lieutenant, 1,000. So you see the difference. And then he said, "Have you? But you have sugar as well for them." "Oh, yes, everything." Okay. So he left. In the morning, sergeant manager came to us. He said, "Sorry, boys, but we had all food gone. I can't give you anything this morning. But when you come back to the camp, you will have your dinner and so on." I said, "Okay." But before that, I went to wash myself. I was walking not far from the tent where sergeants were staying. And I looked, they were sitting outside, about six or seven of them, eating everything, there were a lot of food on front of them. And then he came and said that there was no food. There is another thing, what they gave us. They gave us, when we came to that place, tea, fruit tea, pieces, piece of fruit tree, you have to boil the water and make some tea, piece of sugar, crunch of bread, very dry bread, you see. And then soup. That was piece of pressed soup. I can't explain it very well. Because you have to make a fire yourself and to cook that in your
concentrated,
yes. But. So when I went first time, where is the water? Oh, water is there. In that there was a small forest. There is water. We can't have water. There was a pond, clear water, but you can see when you took a bit of water, the creatures. Black bridges, all the way, you see. Well, there was no choice. Anyway, after about 9 o'clock, our officer, commanding officer, came and said, "Listen, there are two second lieutenants who will go with you. And we are marching now to the back to the our camp. All regiment is divided in two or three or four groups. And of course, as always, who will be first, who second, so on." Okay. So those two lieutenants opened the map. Looked on that map, then yes, we are going this way. I know that it's the wrong way. I knew this, that I know that is the point. We should go. We go this way. Okay. So we started to walk. Get about 3 kilometers. I stopped. Oh, there is something wrong. You are lost. So they opened map again and I started looking. Well, you see, it was very hot. I had all these instruments on me, coat and so on. So I said, well, can you put the map properly without compass? How can you do that without compass? Because I had no compass. I said, very easy. You see that point over there? Yes. You see this one? Yes. Well, now turn the map. And now you know where is the north. Oh. Where is our camp? I said, here is our camp. So, can you now lead us to the camp? I said, yes, I can. But you should know the road without map, because when we were walking, we saw several things in front of us on sides. You see, so you must remember. Oh, we didn't pay attention. So okay. So we started to walk, and. We are marching, and I said to Paul, so listen, when we come near the camp and we will ask to run, don't run. Now, how can we refuse? Don't worry. I am responsible for that. Okay. So we are marching. So hot. So in the moment, those two officers were in front of me. And I said, listen, if I had some ammunition to my rifle, I will shoot those two officers. Because we are doing extra walk. You see, because of them. They didn't say anything. And about 2 miles before we reached the camp, start running. So all Poles went on site, stopped running. So sergeants came to us and started to shout, run, run. No? Well, you know what that means if you refuse to listen. So some of them, they started to run off the running. I did. I was walking on the side. And then one of the sergeants came to me and caught me here and said, Leon, no, I don't remember if it's Klisevich or Leon. Because I, come on, run.
Grabbed you by the elbow.
Yes. And